Point 2. Do not seek revenge. Bible teaching. Return evil for evil to no one. If possible, as far as it depends on you, be peaceable with all men. Do not avenge yourselves, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says Jehovah. Romans 12:17-19. What it means. Although it is natural to feel angry when we have been wronged, God does not approve of our taking revenge. Rather, He urges us to wait on Him because He will soon right all wrongs. What you can do. When imperfect humans take revenge, it perpetuates the cycle of hatred. Therefore, if someone has offended or harmed you, do not retaliate. Try to respond peacefully and with restraint. In some cases, it may be less painful to let the matter go. Of course, if there is some clear advantage, you may choose to address the problem. For example, in cases where you are the victim of a crime, you may choose to report the crime to the police or other authorities. What if there does not seem to be a peaceful way to solve the problem? Or what if you have already done all you can to solve it in a peaceful way? Do not take revenge. That will likely make the situation worse. Rather, break the cycle of hate. You can learn to trust in God's way of resolving the problem. Rely on Him, and He will act in your behalf. Psalm 37:3-5. Real life experience. Adrian overcame feelings of revenge. As an adolescent, Adrian became a hate-filled street fighter out for revenge. He relates,
"I was often involved in gunfights, and several times I ended up covered with blood and was left for dead on the street."
Adrian began to study the Bible when he was 16. He adds,
"As I progressed in my Bible study, I saw the need to make changes in my personality."
He needed to let go of hatred and stop resorting to violence. He especially appreciated what he learned from Romans 12:17-19 about not taking revenge. He says,
"I came to accept that Jehovah will take care of injustice in His own way and time. Little by little, I overcame my violent lifestyle."
One evening, Adrian was attacked by a former rival gang. The leader shouted, "Defend yourself!" Adrian admits,
"I felt a very strong urge to retaliate."
But instead of retaliating, he said a brief prayer to Jehovah and left the scene. Adrian continues,
"The next day, I encountered the gang leader by himself. Vengeful anger welled up in me. But again, I silently begged Jehovah to help me control myself. To my surprise, the youth came right up to me and said, 'Forgive me for what happened last night. The truth is, I would like to become like you. I want to study the Bible.' How glad I was that I had been able to control my anger. Thanks to that, we began to study the Bible together."
Read more of Adrian's story in The Watchtower, number 5. 2016, pages 14 and 15, available on jw.org. End of article.